Hey guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online, and tonight I'm going to talk about five reasons you need to be advertising your food products on YouTube. All right, guys, we're back, and in tonight's podcast, I'm going to get into five of the reasons. Actually, I'm going to give you some reasons why I actually use this for my own food business and my other businesses that I do operate. But advertising and promoting a product from a website on YouTube is something that is gigantic, and it's so easy to do. And when I say easy to do, I'm going to run you through the most simplistic way to do it, and I'm going to give you five reasons why it is a huge return on your investment. The ROI is gigantic, and I'm going to give you the reasons why. So, number one, you need to look at YouTube as a form of search engine. Of course, as Google owns YouTube, everyone, of course, knows that. Google is the world's largest search engine. YouTube is actually the second largest search engine. Not only is it used for entertainment purposes and some fun videos and vlogs, but a lot of people use YouTube as a search engine, from everything from how to fix a refrigerator to where to buy a certain shoe or some clothing, reviews, product reviews that vloggers do for even food reviews, monthly subscription boxes, and et cetera, et cetera. So YouTube in and of itself is a huge search engine, but the reach is just global. It's gigantic. So you could literally, I have here on Marketing Food Online YouTube channel, I've actually had multiple clients that are from India that I've actually helped out and done consulting work with, and they're helping them develop their food products directly from India. I would have never in a million years, to be honest with you, guessed that doing a YouTube channel, I would reach people in India and been able to reach out and help them develop their food product. But it's happened. It's actually happened multiple times. And that's just an example of the type of reach that having a video or any type of product review, if you want to do a website review of your own website to promote your products, you can reach wedding planners, you can reach grocery retailers, you can reach food service businesses, you can get in touch with potential investors to take your food business to the next level. You never know who is watching your videos, and it can reach anyone. Okay, so with the right, when you want to do it with the right optimization, you have the right keywords, your title and description are very specific as to what is your content about, you can reach those people. So let's go through it. Number one, influencers. How YouTube actually helps people to influences them to purchase products. If it happens to be a service, if it's a product, whatever it may be that you're selling, YouTube has a powerful way to influence people because of the video. Okay, video is highly engaging. Video allows, other than just an image or a picture on your website with the description of the product, there are so many ways that you could shoot a very basic video, but it could be extremely informative about your food business, your food product, where you have come from, how much success you've had over maybe a year or two. Maybe you're just starting your food business and you want to help promote your products and get it out there. Making simple 4 to 5 minute or even just a couple of minute videos about your food product and posting it can drive traffic to your website, can drive traffic to your Etsy shop. It can drive traffic anywhere you want it to. It's up to you where you want it to go, but it is a powerful way to do that. And it doesn't take, you don't have to have a huge production facility. You don't have to have cameras and editing equipment even. I actually have utilized my Android phone for quite a few of our candy. We have a channel on YouTube for our candy business. And I've just basically went to my website. And I have some, of course, images stored in my computer. But I went to my website and I literally just copied and pasted photos, images of our food products, put it onto my phone, and created a very simple video that just flips through the images. And it's fantastic what it has done and what it's done for business, even utilizing a half a dozen to a dozen images as all, and putting that together in a short video that's even 1 to 2 minutes long, but shows what it is, shows how the product can be used for like wedding favors, how we could do corporate events with the products, et cetera, et cetera. It's giving a engaging video with very simple, simplistic images, but showing the person that's watching it what we could do potentially with our food product for them. And that is how you get that exposure for your food product, and it costs you literally nothing to post. You know, it costs you some time to do it and shoot it and maybe do a little bit of editing with some editing apps that we have that are available for, of course, Android and iPhone. There's a couple apps that I'll actually put in the description that I use on my Android phone that I do full-length videos. All of the videos, actually, believe it or not, that you see on my channel, I shot with my Android phone, and I edited with them. And again, it's not, you don't have to be, it doesn't have to be super elaborate special effects and all this stuff. Very simple, but it's very, very powerful. So number two, so the ROI, so your return on investment is extremely high. Why? Because the one thing you can do with a video once it's on YouTube is you can add, you can promote that as an ad. You can promote that video, and you can get even more descriptive when you determine the demographic. You determine who it is that you're trying to reach. When you create the ad for the video, it literally will ask you demographics, age, preferences, where in the country do you want it to be visible? I mean, it goes on and on and on. So you can literally narrow it down to who it is you're exactly trying to reach. And for pennies on the dollar, you're getting a video put in front of someone who can click on it, and it could potentially bring you hundreds of dollars or even hundreds of thousands of dollars. Real estate agents selling homes or viewing homes or posting their service, it could cost them 20 or 30 cents, 50 cents, or even a dollar to get a click on a video ad. And they could potentially be making hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of sales for commissions. I mean, the return on investment is ridiculous. So with that being said, you want to look at, if you're developing a food product, obviously you're on a budget. You're starting out from scratch. Maybe you're finally in a commercial kitchen, or you're renting a commercial kitchen. So you've got money tied up. So how are you going to promote that food product? Do it through YouTube. Create a YouTube channel. Create a channel based around the name of your company. If it's Susie's Chocolate Treats, then create a YouTube channel called Susie's Chocolate Treats. Start posting videos about your treats, where they can be found. How can I buy them? Can I get them on your website? Are they in food service? Do I have to go through a food broker? What's the contact information? All that information can be put right in the description. Very simple. Okay? So your return on investment and the influence that it has for buyers. Next up, as we kind of mentioned earlier, is the YouTube has an enormous reach, global reach, where you're meeting potential people that you've never, while you're sleeping, people are watching your video about your food products, and you have no idea who it could potentially be. There have been so many successful, financially successful, not only businesses, but personalities, celebrities, people who have launched products and launched things on YouTube, and one person saw it, and that person was the head of a company who said, you know what, I want to buy your product. I want to launch your product. I want to put it international. I want to put it globally. I want to put it everywhere. You never know who is looking, okay? So the other thing is the metrics, the statistics, the data is amazing what they give you for free on YouTube. Okay, so once you post a video, what kind of data are you talking about, David? And how can I mean, let's say a food business. That's what we talk about here in Marketing Food Online. So what exactly does that mean? Well, here's the thing. You launch a channel. You start putting videos up. Once you optimize them and you've got the right keywords and you've got it and you're starting to get some momentum and you're getting views and getting traffic, it's going to tell you which video is the most popular one. Maybe that particular product from your food lineup could be the potential product that you want to really start to push. Where is it being watched? Who's watching it, male or female? Even breaks it down the demographic even by age. And now that YouTube has an even more advanced statistics and data information with their rollout recently of their brand new statistics. Let me get over to that really quick and pull that up. They actually have a brand new platform set up for you to get even more in-depth information. Okay. And it's right within your studio. So the YouTube Studio. Yeah, the YouTube Studio beta now gives you a ridiculous amount of data, even more specific to who's watching and how much they're watching and all this other great stuff. It's just fantastic. And that can help you figure out what direction you want to go with your food business or your product. Okay? So last but of course not least, the targeting. So the advertisement piece of this, so who you're going to target with it, can be amazingly accurate. Okay? So if you know who is buying your food product, or you know your product, obviously everyone who's a subscriber to my channel, you're making different food things. That's fine. But You know who's going to buy it. So let's say it was high-end gourmet chocolates, like a Godiva-style chocolate, really, really high-end, right? You know that obviously that's not for kids. Mm-hmm. That's something that could be geared towards an anniversary gift, a wedding gift, maybe a bridal shower, wedding showers. Mm-hmm. It's more of an adult item. And maybe it's more of a higher end. Maybe people who make a certain income or in a certain income bracket enjoy those higher quality products. All of that stuff can be targeted once you create the video. And when you want to advertise that and target that demographic, it's as easy as clicking a couple of mouse clicks and you're done. It's amazing. So the idea is this, very simple. If you're trying to get exposure and you don't have a lot of advertising dollars and you have a website or you're online anywhere, try to utilize and leverage YouTube as a way to drive traffic to you, okay? And it could be to anywhere. It could be your Amazon store. It could be your Etsy shop. It could be eBay even, or just your own company website. So keep that in mind. These are just five tips, five ways that I personally have and again, this was something that is taking some time to do. I didn't just pop some videos up and, you know, a week and a half later I was making $1 million selling my candy. That's not at all what I'm saying. But a way to get exposure, YouTube. A way to sell more stuff and get the ball going if you're on a budget, YouTube. Do it with your Android phone. Do it with your iPhone. It's so simple to do. You can literally even just snap a few pictures. You don't have to do a video. You can do a montage, a collage of images. And then you can voice over it. And what I'll do is, like I said, I'll put in the description a couple of fantastic apps. I highly recommend them only because I use them. And check them out for yourself. All right, guys. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap up this podcast. I hope it kind of opened your eyes to a great opportunity to leverage YouTube on a budget. There's no reason why you can't get more people to see your stuff and know who you are. I've got some really fantastic videos, by the way, I'm going to be posting about creating tall pins through Pinterest and the power of those tall pins and how they can transform your business in ways that would blow you away. I'm going to do some videos explaining the step-by-step process of how I did that and how that works. All right, guys, so if this video was helpful, please give me a big thumbs up. And as always, share this information if you know someone who can benefit from my channel. And go to marketingfoodonline.com. There's a lot of free resources there. And there's also a lot of great downloadable resources and a lot of consulting opportunities as well if you need to work with me directly. So take care, guys.